like to welcome you.
This has only just begun.
He has the ability. He has the technology. He has the desire. Aaron McCready. He's ready to rip it up.
This is amazing stuff.
Are you ready for him?
Do it. Do it.
Make some noise!
Aaron McCready. Let go.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to AM in the PM. I am Aaron McCready, and hope you are having a good evening out there. I am broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, and to around the world on this cold, windy, blustery day down here in Atlanta. I just don't even know where to begin today, because I think I am just so sick and tired of being sick and tired of the presidential election. We've got a Republican debate coming up on Monday, and the South Carolina primary coming up a week from Saturday. And, you know, once I think I've made my mind up on who I want to support, then that one of them does something stupid that they shouldn't do, that they know better to do, that they've said all along they would not do. And then in an act of desperation, because Romney is the front runner and Romney's won two primaries in a row, and the first two primaries, the only primaries, you know, they are panicking, resulting in desperation, and it is just horrible what the Republicans are doing to themselves. You know, they need to straighten up, or they're going to hand this election straight over to Barack Obama. And that is one thing that this country does not need. I mean, it would just – we cannot stand four more years as a country in another Barack Obama administration. Look at what he's done already. You know, I've got a whole list, and I've said it on previous shows. You know, his first 1,000 days in office is just atrocious. You know, he said – 3 years ago that if he doesn't have the economy fixed, you know, he's looking at a one-term proposition, and he's exactly right. But one thing I'm concerned about is that the Republican Party, whoever wins the nomination, whether it be Romney, you know, Paul, Gingrich, Santorum, Perry, Huntsman, whoever the case may be, they're going up against someone who has raised $1 billion with a B, dollars. And I'm not sure, you know, that we can go up against that unless we have someone, the exact right person, that can lead this country into the absolutely right direction that we need to go. Barack Obama has taken us down a road that is going to be very hard for us to come back. And we need the right person with a firm hand and steady leadership that will take the United States of America back to the glory days, the shining city on a hill, like Reagan said. We need those days again. And, you know, coincidentally, in Georgia today, where I'm located, back in 1971, Jimmy Carter got inaugurated as governor of Georgia. And boy, what a horrible president he was. And I thought, you know, looking back at all the presidents, that he was going to be the absolute worst. But guess what? We have the worst one in the White House right now. And I don't even want to call him President Obama. I don't even think he deserves the title President Obama. What exactly has he done for our nation? Yeah, he got Osama bin Laden. But can someone tell me what president in their right mind, when the troops come to you, the military comes to you and says, Mr. President, we have Osama bin Laden in our sights. What do you want us to do? What president would not say, you know, capture him or kill him? Barack Obama happened to be sitting in the seat, in the big chair, at the exact right time. But, you know, I do give him credit. But then again, he dumped his body off the side of a ship. So, you know, he has great great judgment skills. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about this guy. I mean, he has just been a failure for this country. And we need to get together as conservatives, or even if you're not a conservative, even if you're a liberal, even if you're independent, we need to get together and take this country back. Take it to its old glory days. You know, 4 years ago, we wanted hope and change. And that was fine. You know, we had 8 years of George W. Bush, who I happened to like, and thought that he showed steadfast leadership in a time that our country needed it. And I know some of you out there are thinking, what in the world? Why are you saying that? But that's the absolute truth. President Bush, W. Bush, never looked at polls, didn't care about polls. You know, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he thought he was doing what was right for the country. And then we get this character in the White House that, you know, he's just there for the glory. He, you know, takes all these vacations when Americans are suffering. You know, why can't he cast the shadow of a leader? And what I mean by that is, you know, practice what you preach. You know, you get the opportunity to fly on Air Force One. You have the privilege of being President of the United States to have a Secret Service detail. Because you're our president and, you know, we need to protect you. You get the convoys, you get the cargo planes carrying your equipment from town to town. You get literally a little military army wherever you go ready to defend you. What happened to a president that realizes that this country is in a great recession, almost pretty close to a depression, and the taxpayers, you and I, pay for all of this? Can he not tone it down just a little bit? I know we need to protect our president, but my heavens, can we not tone it down just a little? Do we really need to go to Hawaii? Do we need to spend all this money taking a Boeing 747, all these cargo planes, all, you know, everyone that needs to go around with you on all these vacations? I mean, you have Camp David, and I know that being the president is the toughest job on the face of the earth. But, you know, but tell that, you know, tell how your job performance is to the millions and millions of people that are looking for employment in the United States. Tell that to the people that have given up looking for jobs because they've tried for a few years and can't find anything. And then they look on TV and they see you just lollygagging around the world. Again, you know, you have to go to different countries. I understand that. You're the president. Unfortunately, you're the president. But do you have to take all these extravagant vacations? Does the first family really need to go to Europe all the time on vacations with or without you? It's still costing the taxpayers money. We have to protect the first family. I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of Barack Obama. I'm just sick of the Republican Party right now because they're just a bunch of piranhas feasting on each other. You know, what happened to Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment that he said? Thou shalt never speak ill of another Republican. You know, maybe if the other Republicans would get their heads out of their hind ends and actually be a little bit positive and group together and let us decide which one of you is better to take on Barack Obama, not take on each other. We're at a time in our country that we need the exact right person, and it's not Obama. And I don't even know who it is. I don't know if it's Romney, if it's Paul, Santorum, Gingrich, Huntsman, or Perry. I personally like Kane, but he got just walloped. And where are those women right now talking, you know, raising all the allegations against Herman Cain? Where were they in 2004 when he ran for Senate in Georgia? You know, I don't know. They're not. I haven't heard anything from them lately. He was the real deal. He was the threat. But, you know, we've got other topics to cover today. We're going to talk about the upcoming South Carolina primary. We're also going to talk about some news, current events that has come up today in the past couple of days about Haley Barbour, the former governor of Mississippi, and then also talk about what came out today also as far as the Marines over in Afghanistan urinating on some dead Afghanis, which is just atrocious. You know, we're a better country than that. We don't need to do that. You know, whatever we strive for and the morals that we uphold, the integrity that we uphold in the United States, you know, that just really comes back to bite us. And I think those four should be court-martialed, thrown in jail. I mean, the Geneva Convention, that was a violation of the Geneva Convention. Two of those were based out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Two of the four men. And, you know, the video is on YouTube, but, I mean, it is extremely disturbing. You know, as you can imagine, they will not play that on Fox News, CNN, NBC. I mean, to see members of our military, you know, that fight hard for this country to uphold liberty and justice and defend people that cannot defend themselves in some parts of the world, to witness that, you know, urinating on dead Afghanis, you know, is just atrocious. I mean, there's no words for it. You know, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're an independent, I mean, just absolutely disgusting. If you want to call into the show today, the number is 646-200-3400. Again, that's 646-200-3400. We'll get you live on the air, and you can either agree with me, disagree with me. I always like people to disagree with me. I love to debate. So if you want to give me a call, that would be the number. I've also got a whole slew of things to talk about with each candidate, where they stand, who I think will come out of South Carolina a victor, and then also a victim. You know, South Carolina is the, for these candidates, with Romney so powerful right now and the amount of money that he has in his coffers, the South Carolina primary is going to be the you know, it's going to make or break someone. And I think someone that has the most to lose is going to be Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Now, he has spent millions of dollars in Iowa, and look where he placed. He didn't do too well. You know, Santorum did just great in Iowa. You know, 9 votes shy of actually winning the thing over Romney. But then, you know, you had New Hampshire, and Romney won New Hampshire, but you know, that's pretty much right in his backyard. I mean, of course he's going to win that, but, you know, I think with South Carolina being in the South, and then we have Rick Perry in the South, this is going to do it for him. You know, he could probably stay in the race through Florida with the amount of money he has, but, you know, he just, I think, unfortunately, and I like Rick Perry, I think at times he gets tongue-tied. I mean, everybody gets tongue-tied. Listen to me on here. But, you know, unfortunately, if he can't place well in South Carolina, I think he's going to have to just, you know, cut his losses and go home and be governor, maybe, you know, have a role in the administration. And, you know, who knows, run for president again. I mean, Romney's been running for president for 6 years. Then we have Newt Gingrich, which a month ago, he looked like he was going to win the whole thing. You know, in the national polls, Iowa polls, New Hampshire, he was doing fabulous. South Carolina, he was on Fabulous. Even Florida. But then he got caught up with Rick Perry, Mitt Romney. You know, Newt Gingrich did not have a lot of money to compete in Iowa. But you had Rick Perry, who raised millions. Of course, Mitt Romney, who raised millions. And he just could not compete with that. They started running all the ads. And when you have two people with millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars going against you like that, yeah, it's going to be tough. So they started running a lot of negative ads. And so he fell in the polls. But one thing I'm disappointed, and, you know, I was all about Herman Cain, loved Herman Cain, wanted him to win the whole thing. So then I went to Newt Gingrich. I even walked into his national campaign headquarters in Atlanta on Maple Street, if you'd like to know where it is. And walked in there, so gung-ho about Newt Gingrich. But now, you know, I am questioning myself. You know, he always talked about in all his debates that he wanted for everyone to focus to beat Barack Obama. But what has Newt Gingrich done? He's went negative. He's attacking Romney, which Romney was attacking him. I get it in the world of politics. You know, all is fair in love and war, I guess. And look at Newt Gingrich. You know, I think that Newt thinks that there's no way he can win now. And so, you know, it's going to be, you know, just take Romney down with him. And for those of you who haven't heard, it was released either today or yesterday, but the Super PAC, Super Political Action Committee, that is allies with Newt Gingrich, it's really not involved directly in the campaign. But, you know, it does run ads for him, which is fine. You know, each candidate, you know, and their supporters, they can, you know, their supporters can do what they will. But came out with a 26 or 27 minute video, mini movie on Mitt Romney. And we're going to play just a little bit of that in just a few minutes. And then also we're going to talk about, in these debates, one thing that absolutely sickens me, that almost makes me think that this liberal media, which we all know is liberal, I mean, they do, for the most part, the media, they're not fair, they're not balanced, pardon the Fox News, you know, saying, fair and balanced, but they're not. You know, they have their own agenda. And you look at these debates, especially, and I'm going to play this for you in a little bit also, the ABC debate with George Stephanopoulos. I can't even pronounce his name. He should have changed it. It would have been simpler. But George Stephanopoulos. And some of the questions he asked some of the candidates, in particular Mitt Romney, and mind you, I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney. But some of the questions he asked, you know, he's just trying to destroy some of those candidates up there. And, you know, you got to look at why in the world would you have a moderator of a debate on ABC that used to be the press secretary for Bill Clinton, who Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, is the Secretary of State for Barack Obama. Now tell me that is not liberal media trying to take down some of the conservative Republican candidates for president. And you have someone that used to work in the Clinton administration that is a moderator at the debate. You know, it's absolutely absurd. We're going to play that for you in just a little bit also. Going back to Barack Obama, you know, I talked about his first 1,000 days in office. And, you know, it's really disturbing what he's done to this country and why it's so important that in the last half hour of the show that we're going to talk about really in depth these candidates and what they can do and why it's so important that they come together to defeat this president, this failure that we have in the White House. You know, in his first 1,000 days, he increased the debt by an average of $4.2 billion a day. You know, the government spent more than $9.6 trillion, and that's about 60% more than what Washington took in. Now, let me ask you a question. If we're running a business, you and I are running a business, or we're balancing our checkbook, and we spend 60% more than what we make, what we take in, do you think we can sustain that? So then why do we think the country can sustain that? Why do the Democrats think that the country can sustain that? I'm going to repeat that. The government has spent more than $9.6 trillion, about 60% more than what Washington took in. And you don't have to take my word for it. I'm not making these numbers up. This comes from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics and the Treasury Department of the United States. These aren't my words. These are theirs. How can we sustain that? 37 states have higher unemployment rates. The jobless rate has been at or above 9% for 840 of the last 1,000 days. The unemployed are staying to work longer, on average about 40 and a half weeks. Gas prices are up by more than 80%. The price per gallon has exceeded $3 every day in the year 2011. You know, which is why we need a president that can change this, that can turn us around. Because if we go into another 4 years of this, if we go into another 4 years, we are doomed. We've saw the best of the United States. We're going down like Rome, like the Roman Empire. Ron Paul, you know, he's leading in some, well, not leading in the polls, but he's placing strong. And he has a good point about the economy, but his foreign policy is a little kooky. I mean, it really is. But he does have a good point, though, with the foreign policy. How can we as Americans, as a country, afford to have our men and women all over the world? How can we sustain that when we're spending 60% more than the money we take in? I have no earthly clue. I really don't know. Have no idea at all. So number 646-200-3400. 646-200-3400 if you want to call and be a part of the show today. Also, just a program note, in a couple of weeks, we're going to start having guests on the show. We're going to have political guests, financial guests, a different variety of guests. That way, you know, you can stay informed, you know, maybe get some tips, and also how that's going to relate to the election. All this is going to go back into the presidential election and what you need to look out for with each candidate. But we're going to take a little break. We're going to be back to finish up the final half hour of the show, and I am going to still play you that clip of Romney and George Stephanopoulos, that bedwetting liberal, you know, moderator that was on ABC. I mean, he was just a pure joke. And then also Newt Gingrich's attack on Mitt Romney in that 27-minute video. I've got some strong opinions that you may not think a fellow conservative may or may not have on that video. But we are going to be back in just a second. We'll be back in 4 minutes, actually, so stay tuned. And we'll be back talking about the South Carolina primary coming up a week from Saturday. back. We are back on the air. We're going to talk a little bit about the South Carolina primary coming up and a little bit in detail where the candidates stand. And then also, as I promised earlier in the show, going to play you the Newt Gingrich trailer for his 27-minute movie. And then that confrontation, Mitt Romney and George Stephanopoulos, however you say his name, said or had on the ABC debate last week. But you look at the economy and the where the candidates stand, and one question that they had, should the federal government continue to subsidize big oil companies? And the majority of the Republican candidates actually agreed with Barack Obama on this one, said that the federal government should not subsidize big oil companies. The only one that did not agree with Barack Obama was Newt Gingrich on that. Mitt Romney, somewhat leaning toward no, but couldn't say for sure. Also, do most labor unions provide an overall benefit to their workers in the U.S.? All of them were leaning towards no, except for the almighty one himself, Barack Obama. You know, the labor unions, they had a place in the United States once upon a time, back when labor laws were a little bit lax. When, you know, you walked into a machine shop and didn't know if you were going to walk out with an arm or a leg. But, you know, the unions, I think their time is over. I really do. Look at what they did to the Boeing aircraft company. You know, Boeing went to the unions because the unions were so piddly that every thing that they disagreed with Boeing, you know, they would go on strike. And so Boeing went to the union bosses, the union leaders in Washington State, and said, you know, we have this new Boeing 787 Dreamliner that we want to start building. And we have the capability of building it here in our plant where we build some of the other aircraft. But we need you to lay off of us because every time you strike, you're costing us millions of dollars. And so the executives of Boeing went to these union bosses and tried to strike up a deal. The union bosses didn't want anything of it. So guess what? Boeing decided to go to South Carolina and build this plant to make the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. And the union bosses could not believe it. So guess who they went to? The Obama administration and Attorney General Holder to try to block this plant from being built. Nancy Pelosi was involved on it. Harry Reid was involved on it. They all were trying to block this plant and thought that Boeing could not do that because South Carolina doesn't have, you know, for the most part, unions that are trying to ruin businesses. So guess what? Boeing went there. So, of course, the almighty one, Barack Obama, you know, is for the big unions, and the majority of the Republican candidates are not. Should nonviolent drug users be jailed for criminal justice? Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich didn't really have a good answer for that. But Obama and the rest were leaning toward no. Now, is China a threat to the U.S.? Everybody was leaning toward no except Mitt Romney. I think China is a threat to the United States. They keep, you know, manipulating their currency. We have got a caller online. Adam, you are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I was just wanting to know if you had heard anything about the SOPA Act that was up for vote.
The what?
The SOPA Act, the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Why don't you update me on that?
That's an act, basically, if anyone uploads any pictures of any copyrighted content to YouTube or Facebook, the entire website can get shut down.
And do you agree with that or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
And why is that?
It's basically like they have in China, where the government's trying to basically control the internet and take away freedom of speech, that type of thing.
So let me get this straight. You think that someone that makes a living taking photos, someone can go in and take their hard-earned money, their living, taking these photos or these pictures or these ideas and post them for free on the internet and take credit for it, and you think that should be okay?
Well, see, my thing is the law is so specific that even if you have, like, if someone posted their wedding song or their first dance of their wedding on the YouTube, they could get sued for copyright and the entire YouTube get taken down. I mean, the law is that specific.
Well, you know, I may have to look into that, and that might be a good idea for another show, but, you know, my opinion is
if you have like a Tony, you're at a grocery store and a Tony Tiger's in the background, they can put in a form with Facebook or whatever to have that taken down.
But
in the entire
No. You're in a public place. That's a public forum. People can't help what's in the background.
Yes, but look into the SOPA law and you'll find out that's true.
Well, that is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree with that, but that's why I wanted to bring that topic up.
But what about someone, let's say a wedding photographer, since you mentioned weddings, a wedding photographer that goes in and takes pictures and then they give samples to try to sell an album or to sell their products, goods, and services, and then someone goes into the local drugstore or scans them in on their computer and starts making their own photo album or giving them out to their friends. You think that's okay?
Right. I'm just saying about online.
That could be online too. When I got married, the wedding pictures were on there. What would stop me from getting a program and copying them?
Well, I agree with you. I'm saying I disagree with all. I mean, it's all over, like, YouTube if you look it up.
Well, I will have to look that up, and maybe that will be a good topic for the next
episode. Actually, Disney, like CBS, they went to the government saying there's all this illegal copyrights and whatnot, but they were actually the ones that were distributing the file-sharing software to begin this, but they let it, like, go wild, and so they can go to the government and get laws passed to have all the sites shut down.
Well, Senator,
online piracy. Stop Online Piracy Act.
I will definitely have to look into that. Maybe that'll be a good topic for the next show. Who do you like in the presidential race?
I really don't have a front runner that I like. I thought it was going to be Gingrich, but
how you like Mitt Romney?
He's all right. I don't really know a whole lot about any of the candidates, truthfully. I was just didn't know if you had known about that.
I sure don't. I'm going to have to look into that. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. As I promised, I'm going to play this Mitt Romney and George Stephanopoulos debate. But just hang on the line. I'll come back to you. But I'm going to put you on hold while I play this. Like I promised earlier, and while Adam's on hold there, I'm going to play this Mitt Romney and George Stephanopoulos confrontation on the ABC debate this past week. This just proves that the bedwetting liberals are out to get the Republicans. But here you go. Listen to this, and I want to get your take on it. If you want to call on the show, 646-200-3400. You can be a caller just like Adam. Again, that is 646-200-3400. And here is a little confrontation that Mitt Romney and George Stephanopoulos had.
Governor Romney, I want to go straight to you. Senator Santorum has been very clear in his belief that the Supreme Court was wrong when it decided that a right to privacy was embedded in the Constitution. And following from that, he believes that states have the right to ban contraception. Now, I should add that he said he's not recommending that states do that. Well, I'll
be clear. Okay.
Absolutely. I'm giving you your due.
We're talking about 10th Amendment and the right of states.
But I do want to get to that core question. Okay. Governor Romney, do you believe that states have the right to ban contraception, or is that trumped by a constitutional right to privacy?
George, this is an unusual topic that you're raising. States have a right to ban contraception. I can't imagine a state banning contraception. I can't imagine the circumstances where a state would want to do so. And if I were a governor of a state or a legislator of a state, I would totally and completely oppose any effort to ban contraception. So you're asking, given the fact that there's no state that wants to do so, and I don't know of any candidate that wants to do so, you're asking, could it constitutionally be done? We can ask our constitutionalist here.
I'm sure Congressman Paul.
Okay, come on back.
Do you believe that states have that right or not?
George, I don't know whether the state has a right to ban contraception. No state wants to. I mean, the idea of you putting forward things that states might want to do that no state wants to do and asking me whether they could do it or not is kind of a silly thing, I think.
Governor, you went to Harvard Law School. You know very well
Has the Supreme Court decided that the states do not have the right to provide contraception?
Yes, they have.
In
1965, Griswold v. Connecticut.
I believe in that the law of the land is as spoken by the Supreme Court, and that if we disagree with the Supreme Court, and occasionally I do, then we have a process under the Constitution to change that decision, and it's known as the amendment process. And where we have, for instance, right now, we're having issues that relate to same-sex marriage. My view is we should have a federal amendment of the Constitution defining marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman. But I know of no reason to talk about contraceptions.
Court decision finding a right to privacy in the Constitution?
I don't believe they decided that correctly. In my view, Roe v. Wade was improperly decided. It was based upon that same principle. In my view, if we had justices like Roberts, Alito, Thomas, and Scalia, and more justices like that, they might well decide to return this issue to states as opposed to saying it's in the federal Constitution. And by the way, if the people say it should be in the federal Constitution, then instead of having unelected judges stuff it in there when it's not there, we should allow the people to express their own views through amendment and add it to the Constitution. But this idea that justice...
Should that be done in this case?
Pardon?
Should that be done in this case?
Should this be done in this case to allow states to ban contraception? No. States don't want to ban contraception. So why would we try and put it in the Constitution? With regards to gay marriage, I told you that's when I would amend the Constitution. Contraception? It's working just fine. Just leave it alone.
George, I understand that, but you've given two answers to the question. Do you believe that the Supreme Court should overturn it or not?
Do I believe the Supreme Court should overturn Roe v. Wade? Yes, I do.
See, that was absolutely ridiculous. Why did George Stephanopoulos keep going and going and going after Romney, which, mind you, I don't really care for Romney, but he would be a much better president than this loser we have in office right now. But he kept going after Romney, trying to put him in a corner to try to bring him down, being the front runner. And you know, George Stephanopoulos, whatever his name is, I can't even pronounce his name, Stephanopoulos. You know, he used to be the press secretary for Bill Clinton, whose wife is the Secretary of State for Barack Obama. So tell me that was a fair debate. Tell me that was a fair moderator. And then also, real quick, we have about 16 minutes left in the show, but I want to get this in also. Then you have Newt Gingrich, and I've got some strong opinions on this, and I may bring Adam back. He's still on hold to get his thoughts on this. But, you know, Newt Gingrich is attacking Mitt Romney, something Newt Gingrich said he would not do as far as a fellow Republican, that he wanted to focus on bringing down Barack Obama. But this is a clip, a trailer of a 27-minute movie that Newt Gingrich's supporters have brought out, which Newt, I'm sure, gave his blessing for. But just listen to this and tell me that, you know, Newt is not going negative. And I'm also going to give a little bit more spin on this also. Listen to this.
Capitalism made America great. Free markets, innovation, hard work. The building blocks of the American dream. But in the wrong hands, some of those dreams can turn into nightmares. Wall Street's corporate raiders made billions of dollars.
Private equity leaders getting rich at the expense of American workers.
Their greed was only matched by their willingness to do anything to make millions in profits. Nothing was spared, nothing mattered but greed. This film is about one such raider and his firm. Mitt Romney became CEO of Bain Capital the day the company was formed. His mission? To reap massive rewards for himself and his investors.
Mitt Romney, them guys, they don't care who I am.
He's for small businesses. No, he isn't. He's not.
You're going to be on the hit list, you know that.
Romney took foreign seed money from Latin America and began a pattern exploiting dozens of American businesses.
They fire people, they cut benefits, they sell assets.
But okay, let's look deeper. Let's look deeper in his life. What did he do when he was the CEO of this holding company?
This film will highlight just four of Romney's many targets, four businesses, and the thousands of employees who work there.
And that hurts so bad to leave my home because of one man that's got 15 homes.
He's tearing down his 3,000 square foot house to build an 11,000 square foot house.
I feel that is the man that destroyed us.
I am intimately familiar with how our economy works.
Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. So, where do you think it goes?
A story of greed, playing the system for a quick buck. A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney. More ruthless than Wall Street. For tens of thousands of Americans, the suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town.
Now, if that doesn't say Mr. Negativity, Mr. Negative Newt Gingrich, then I don't know what does. And that's exactly why I think that Newt has given up, but he is determined. You know, he's mad at Mitt Romney, and he wants to take him down with him. That's exactly what I think. And that just proves it. And, you know, one thing that bothers me about that clip is that Newt said that Mitt Romney and pretty much Bain Capital was more ruthless than Wall Street. Now, Wall Street in the United States is one of our cornerstones, in my opinion, of our freedom and our financial stability, where millions of people go in, businesses, and are able to earn a living, make money, become wealthy. You know, if you're a publicly traded company, or you work for a publicly traded company, or if you have a 401k, well, guess what? You're part of Wall Street. And he's calling you ruthless, more ruthless than Wall Street. You know, Newt Gingrich has absolutely, you know, hit the bottom on this one. And, you know, I have a very hard time supporting him. Because, to me, he is attacking capitalism. And our country is founded on capitalism. That's one of the things that makes this country great. That you can go in and you can have nothing and make your life from something. And that's called capitalism. If it wasn't for capitalism, and in turn, in some small way, Wall Street, do you think that, you know, you would have the freedom to come and open up a business and make yourself a success? Millions of people from other countries that you know, come into the harbor or came into the New York Harbor and passed the Statue of Liberty with their hopes and dreams where their kids could have a better future than they had growing up. Do you think if we weren't a capitalistic society that would be able to happen? I don't think it would. We're going to go back to our phone lines. We still have Adam on the line. I want to get some of his take. What do you think about that, Adam?
About what are we speaking on?
About the clip I just played with Newt Gingrich going after Mitt Romney and what I think was his attack on capitalism. In my opinion, capitalism is one of the foundations of the country that makes the country great, that allows people to you know, start with nothing and make them something, like the millions of immigrants that came to this country with, you know, looking for a better future, not for themselves, but so their children could have a better future and a better future than they had for themselves and you know, do well for themselves. Well, I mean, what do you think about that?
I agree with you on that.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I live in it. Well, not from Atlanta, Georgia, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where Newt Gingrich is from too. And I mean, this fellow Georgian, I don't know who I'm more ashamed of, Jimmy Carter being a former governor of ours or Newt Gingrich running for president.
Speaking of the Republicans, on the, I hate to get you off topic, on the SOAP Act, do you agree or disagree with that?
I tend to agree with that act, but I think it needs to be changed.
Well, it was brought up by a Republican, Lamar Smith, and it's on vote on January 24th.
Well, pardon the expression, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I think that, you know, probably the intentions were good, but I think the effect, as with a lot of things, it kind of strayed off course. I haven't seen it, but if it's true what you say, that if you're in a supermarket and you take a picture of somebody and Tony the Tiger or whoever is behind it, then, you know, in theory they could come after you. I think that's just, that needs to be changed.
And if you look up on YouTube, Mike Mozart and the truth of the SOAP Act, you'll find out all about it.
All right, well, I will definitely look at that. We'll talk about that on our next episode. Next episode is actually coming up on Sunday, the day before the Republican debate in South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, actually. And we're going to have a 6 o'clock episode that day. And then also, like I said, in a couple weeks, we're going to start having some guests on the air to talk about the presidential election and also the economy and how we can get out of this mess, where we can improve our jobs. But anything else you'd like to say, Adam, before we wrap it up today?
Well, I'm just hoping that bill does not get passed. Like, even that song you just played, I believe it was by instrumental Black and Black, because you played that song, the entire Blog Talk Radio website can be taken down.
Well, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
That's how strict the law is, if it were to get passed.
Well, it's not passed yet, so I guess we're okay.
All right, I was just wondering if you knew about that act or not.
I do not, but I'll look into that, and we will talk about that next time on the air, I promise you, so make sure you tune in.
All right, thank you for having the call.
All right, no, thank you. Call in next time. Well, as you heard, that was Adam on the air, and he was seems to be very passionate about that act. To be honest with you, my focus has been on the presidential campaign and haven't really had time to look at that. But, if you can have your picture taken in a supermarket or in a public domain and have a website taken down or fined or whatever the case may be because there's a picture in the background, I mean, that's a little bit overstepping. That's the government, overreaching way too much. And, you know, that's just big government run amok. And I think the federal government needs to just lay off and just chill out and let the states run the show. You know, I think that's why Ron Paul is so popular. He's a libertarian. He wants the federal government out of your lives, out of our lives. And when the government has grown so much, like Barack Obama has grown this government, you know, and we wonder why Ron Paul is such a hit when he wants the government out of our lives and more authority given to the states. The states know what's better than the government. The government can't have a one-size-fits-all law or organization. The government should just look out for our freedoms, not intrude on our freedoms, rather, and make sure that we are protected as a country. If you want to call into the show, 646-200-3400. We've got a couple more minutes left. Again, next, just a few program notes again, and I've mentioned it before, but this coming Sunday, we're going to have another episode at 6 o'clock p.m., so make sure you stay tuned for that episode. And also, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can also listen to this episode on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/AaronMcCrady. That's AaronMcCrady. And you can listen to that. There's also a featured episode on there back in the 1st of November that I had an episode that featured Gibson Guitar, their hostile raid from the United States government, and some theories in that. Also, there's a interview that was given by the head of Gibson Guitar, and so, you know, you really need to listen to that. That was very interesting. Also, I had a caller there giving his opinion on why he thought Gibson Guitar got raided. But you can follow the show also on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. You can just go to the blogtalkradio.com/AaronMcCrady site, and there'll be a link to the Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, and then you also get all the updates as when the shows will be and when they start. And you can just click over to your Twitter account, click on the link, and it'll take you right to the show, and you can listen to the show. But I hope this was somewhat informative for you. We are going to talk again one more time on Sunday at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 o'clock, about the upcoming Republican presidential debate from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And we're going to talk about who's going to make it, who's not. I don't think Rick Perry, unless, you know, he does well in the primaries the following Saturday, that he is going to survive South Carolina. Newt Gingrich, he's also right there on the cusp also of being able to fall off. You know, and I think that's why Mitt Romney's doing so well. He can't get more than 23-25% of in the polls of the national vote. And when you have so many Republicans that are so close together in their values, like Huntsman and Gingrich and Santorum and Perry, you know, that's splitting the vote. You know, I think if more Republicans get out now, there's a chance, a better chance, that Mitt Romney will not be the nominee. But the longer the other candidates stay in, then the better the chance that Mitt Romney's going to be the president. But don't get me wrong, and I don't want anyone to misunderstand me. I say I don't like Mitt Romney, and I'm not too fond right now of Newt Gingrich. But all that can change. But I promise you, even Ron Paul almost, any one of those candidates, those six candidates, you know, Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, Ron Paul, and Newt Gingrich, any one of them will be so much better than our President Barack Obama. Barack Obama has driven us into an abyss that it is going to be extremely hard to get out of, and I don't really want to see this country 4 years from now if he gets four more years in the White House. It's time for him to go. We need to all show up on Election Day and vote him out. and work on restoring our country to its former glory. But again, I'm glad everyone tuned in, and tune in on Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. 6 to 7, and then tune in also to the Fox News channel on Monday to watch the debate. Have a good night.